Imbrocha Malemos, Tomacantemanimozan, Palemanamosun, Tomacantemacapa, Imalabaras, Temanacatina, Manemosun, Tomacantamanerasun, Tomacantan, Imacarosso, Tomagabila Rasete, Capilla, Coste, Shati Demozun, Tomacatilaman, and the Mosun, Tomacatira, Sita Macati, Imalemos, Palamas, Palamacatilamos, and Paleras City, Imalemosun, Tomacamosun. Thank you. Everybody, just lift up your hands and sing in the Holy Ghost, sing in the Holy Ghost, sing in the Holy Ghost. See, Mali Rasi Malando, King Bali Ozi, Poly Rose, take a poly machine, Mali Molemos, Pale Malamanateta, Shemale Mose, Protrate, take it, Telosa, Patate, Tata. Limalamos, set a lebrola, malamos, set a macatile, mozapile, roste de de de. Imola, mala, 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 Shatile moza tile rosa ta 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 ta. Ile moza te male moza ke te rosa te ke tile moza male moza ke tile moza nti. Imale rosa te ke tile moza tile moza tile moza tile moza tig. Improcha kanta la moza ta kanta la moza ta kanta. Ile male 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 moza pali rosa te ke tole moza male male. Oh, we bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ata ta ta male zoza ze. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. We love you, Jesus Christ. We worship you, Jesus Christ. We call you Jesus Christ. We call you Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Say, I'm one with God today. Say, I am one with God today. Say, I am one with God today. Hallelujah. Okay, have your seat, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sit down there now. Sit down there. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we still have so much to do today. It's likely I will postpone the rest of tomorrow because I want us to learn some few things this evening. Effectiveness in prayers. Effectiveness in prayers. How to be effective in prayers. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe God, when we are done with this series, many will be energized to pick up you will go and look for a revival, you will pick it up yourself. Please just try and give me serious attention. We'll be looking at some scriptures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. Now, effectiveness in anything in Christianity will have to do with knowledge. How to be effective, efficient in anything in Christianity, we have a great deal to do with knowledge. Sorry to say, yes, I believe so much in the ministry of laying on of hands, impartation, gift of the Spirit, ministry. It's my thing, it's our thing, amen. But yet, effectiveness will be based on knowledge. If you like, go to all the big camps in Nigeria, allow them to pour oil on your head, allow receive laying of hands, laying of legs, of handkerchief, mantle, everything. Without knowledge, you should be a novice in the things of God. You will not be effective. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are what? Able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Okay, now he said, from a shell, you have known the words, Holy Scriptures. Now, to say you have known the Holy Scripture was referring to what was written. Holy Scripture, the hagiography, means what was written. You have known the thing that was written. You have known about this document. What was written? Please pay attention. And is able to make you wise. That means what is written has a capacity to make you wise. That means this Bible as it is, any man that will study the Bible can receive God's wisdom. God's wisdom is it can be located. It's in the scripture. But make you wise unto what? Unto salvation. How? Through faith that is in Christ Jesus. That means, like I love to say, when you study the scripture and you don't see faith therein, then you have seen nothing. If you remember what me and you were discussing in the vehicle as we were coming? Faith is a fulcrum that holds all the ages together in the Bible. So when you are studying the scripture, what are you looking for? Faith. Praise God. So what is written is able to make you wise to identify faith. So the scripture is given to you for you to sort out faith. Are you with me? Okay. And verse 16, it said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Like somehow, the scripture in verse 16 and 15, they look somehow different in their shade in the Greek. So verse 16 is now saying, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Please write this down. I know I've said this in this church before. It means God ensured everything that happened, both their wisdom and their folly, was written. God ensured that everything, when he said all scripture is given, it doesn't mean that it was God that was speaking through Abraham, God speaking through Lot, God speaking through Job. No, he's simply saying this documentation. God ensured that you have a documentation to search and to research today. Are you with me? Praise God. God ensured you have a Bible to search today, to search out today. Not that God spoke everything therein. Praise God. Praise God. So all scripture was not spoken by the inspiration of God, but they are documented and preserved for you by the inspiration of God. Meaning that, okay, things were happening and God told a man, write it down. Things were happening. There was a war, Babylon, even in the land of, if you remember the book of Jeremiah, Daniel, things were happening in those kingdoms, in those provinces. And God told some people, please write it down so that somebody will come in years to come, hallelujah, and decipher what was happening. So when he says all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, he is not saying God made everything happen. He simply says God ensured you have a Bible to read today. Praise God. So the giving of the scripture is God ensuring that you have raw material that you can now process. Of course, referring to the Old Testament. Are you with me? So, and it's profitable for us, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise God. So, if we are going to learn about prayer, although the practical is very, very important, why should you teach about prayer if you didn't pray? In fact, one of the best way to learn about prayer is to pray. But knowledge is essential. Praise God. E.g., a lot of us knew of tongues, spoke in tongues for some of us more than 10 years before we ever interpreted. Why? Knowledge. Some of us even, we used to think tongues was an interjection. Like, or when your prayer has reached a particular climax, you say, then, mama! What was absent? Knowledge. Praise God. Okay, so today we'll be looking at effectiveness in prayers and we'll be looking through the scriptures. Think about it. When a baby is born, what is the first thing that the doctor will ensure happens? Huh? He cries, right? And to you, what is that? Communication, right?
communication. So communication is a proof of life. Prayer is communication. Whether it is giving thanks, showing appreciation, making a request for yourself, or making a request for another, it's communication. I take that again. Whether it's giving thanks, whether it's showing appreciation. A song. You don't have a song, but you don't have a song to console in times of trial. Amen? That should be maybe one of the connections over here. Look for that later. Sorry for the break in transmission. Okay, so prayer, I said, it can be giving of thanks. Amen? Showing appreciation. Oh, no. Giving of thanks or showing appreciation or making a request for yourself or making a request for another, it's communication. Okay? Are you with me? So prayer is a proof that you have been made united with God. It's a proof that God is at home with you now. Amen? Prayer is a proof that what? God is where? Where is God now? Say, God is at home with me now. Say, God is at home with me now. That's why I pray. Okay, Ephesians 2:18. Lost connection with what? Internet? Time. Yeah. And I promise some people that I will be live. Ephesians 2:18. For through him we both have access. Please, everybody on your Bibles, or leave me and Brad Joshua for our palabra. Okay, for through him we both have access by one spirit unto who? Again, for through him we both have what? Access by one spirit unto 19. Yes, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Verse 20, and are built upon the foundation of the and prophet Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone. 21, in whom all the building, fully framed together, grow unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together for an habitation of God through the... Amen, amen. Sorry, give me a minute. First Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As new... Are you with me? Are we back? As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may what? As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Verse 3, yes. If so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Verse 4, to whom coming as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but choosing of God and precious. Verse 5, you also, as lively stone, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by who? Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. Now, I'm going to verse 9. Verse 9, everybody. Are you with me? Okay, he's talking about you. I'm saying prayer is a proof that you have been united with God. So I'm talking about our unity with God. Verse 9, yes, everybody wants to go. But you are a what? Chosen generation. Read again, personalize it, yes. But I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that I should show forth the praises of him who had called me out of darkness. Oh, hallelujah. This is my joker in this place. Verse 10, as loud as you could, can. Everybody wants to go. Which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now hath obtained mercy. Amen, amen. Praise God. That is a clear sack letter to any prayer asking for mercy. He said, now you are a people of God. You are a people of God. That's bold. He said, before you are not, you are no man's, you are on your own. Say, but now you are what? You are the people of God. So God can lay claim on you and you can lay claim on God. Amen, amen. It's both ways. can say, he is my God, and you can say, yes, that's my guy. Amen. I don't know if God calls us guys anyway. Praise God. So it's a proof that we don't operate a middleman type of relationship again. John 16. Prayer is a proof. Of course, prayer in the New Testament is a proof that we don't operate a middleman, that middleman type of relationship again. We don't. A million times we don't. And like that would be the what I really want to deal with in this series. No more middleman. John chapter 16, verse 23. We'll be going over and over these scriptures today, like until we are done. Okay, yes, I'm still far away from 7 o'clock. Okay, John 16, verse 23. Are you there, somebody? Okay, let's roll. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Stop. Read again. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Stop. Okay, we'll read it together. I mean, everything soon. But come down to verse 26. At that day, you shall ask in my name. And I will not say unto you that I will pray the Father for you. At that day, you will ask something. And I will not tell you that, okay, hold on. Let me approach the Father on your behalf. So, Jesus is saying a day is coming that you will not need me to help you to talk to God. No, after this, look if I catch you. After this service today, you will have to redefine, you will redefine how you use the name of Jesus. Amen. So, he's saying, at that day, you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. So right now, Jesus is not our link to God. We have come to God in Christ. It's different. Jesus is not our link, it's not our connection to God, but rather we have come to God where? In Christ. We don't need, you don't have to even tell Jesus to help you talk to God. We are not operating based on Jesus' authority right now, but his sacrifice made it possible for us to have our own authority and equal access to God. Don't worry, before I'm done today, you understand what I'm just saying. I'm saying the same thing with different grammar. I said his sacrifice made it possible for us to have our own authority and equal access to God. Amen. Romans 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 8, verse 14. Jesus is not your like a middleman. Don't worry, we'll look at all those shades that you may be thinking of today or tomorrow. Romans 8, verse 14. Come on, is somebody there? Okay. For as many as are what? Led by the Spirit of God, they are who? The Son. Verse 15. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16, the spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. 17, yes, and if children, then yes. Yes of God, and who? And who joint heirs with Christ. So that will mean the access, that is even shabby, the access Jesus have to God is the same access we have to God today. Joint heirs with Christ. Not that Jesus is the heir and he say, okay, guys, yes, I know I'm here for you, but just stay afar. No. So, please write this down. Jesus was our substitute in death. But but not our middleman in life. Jesus was our substitute in death, but not our middleman in life. In death, he stood in the gap. He shielded us from the pain and the suffering. We only identified with him in his death. Let me take that again. Jesus was our substitute in death, but not our middleman in life. In death, he stood in the gap. He shielded us from the pain and suffering of sin, of course. We only identified with him. But in life, he gave us free access. He brought us to God. It is beyond identification. It is our current state today. He brought us to God. He brought us to God. Jesus brought us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. First Peter chapter 3, verse 18. For Christ also at once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust. That was? Let me read again. For Christ also at once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. That would mean, is it saying Jesus will one day bring us to God? So who can explain to me, what is that place saying? No. Explain. With the grammar.
Check your internet there again and see if you can restart everything. Pass it, don't. Oh, camera. Oh, I have to start again.
I'm asking for an explanation. You're looking at Brother Joshua. Yes, Satola, yes, speak. Explain with this syntax, with the way it's written there. He said, Christ also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Has he brought us to God now? But this one looks like it's a future tense. He was defining the purpose of what? That would mean Jesus has once suffered the just for the unjust to the intent that we are brought to God. Not that is the same way people usually misread Ephesians 5:25, 26, 27. He said, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church. What's the next word? That he might what? Open it. Let's read that.
Check if you have your line back.
Yes, let's read together. I want to go. Yes. Husbands, love your wife. Yes. As Christ loved the church. Yes. And gave himself for it. Yes. Fight it by the word. Stop. Okay. People will say, okay, Jesus loved the church. But they will say the sanctification that now the church must what? Sanctify himself. But what is that thing saying? Is he saying Jesus will sanctify us in the future? What is he saying? The intent, thank you. The intention of Jesus giving himself to the church is that he might. So he did that so that, amen, he can sanctify us. So everything you are seeing there, that he might purify us without spot or wrinkle, that all our big pastors used to scare us then, it is not a future tense. It is tied to why Jesus died. So same thing here. He died that he might bring us to God. Are you with me? Okay, 2 Corinthians 5:18. Thank you for following. And all things are of God, who has done what? Sister Tola, open Bible. 1 week that you are not in church, you are now slow in opening Bible. And all things are of God, who at what? All things are of God, who at what? Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. To which that God was in Christ, reconciled the world to himself, not imposing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. 21, yes? For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might... Hallelujah. Romans 8, 31. Romans 8:31. Please focus, don't worry.
Person, we have money to get to this type of internet. Your work type.
Romans 8:31. Yes, want to go, everybody? What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can? Chai, that's serious. That is talking about capacity. Who can? It's not even saying who is. He's saying who has the power. Amen, amen. That means to be against the believer is not even about, it's about power. It's about, you need to be powerful enough to detach them from God. Praise God.
Sabuki, for today, just leave that back. That back is ministering something to you that is not good. Come. Just come and sit in between.
You're looking like you're coming from the Milky Way. You're shagging your phone up. No. Amen, amen.
Yes, help me to attend to here from you.
Okay. So, what shall we say then to this? If God be for us, who can be against us? Verse 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, what is the meaning of love of God there? No, a lot of us, when we just see words like this, love, everything, we just attach emotions to it. Just attach bare and bootings to it. Our love. Oh, God loves us. Hey, well, God loves you, but don't just pick the love as your love today, as Romeo and Juliet. Look at the scripture. So the love of God there will refer to what? Our oneness with God, our fellowship. Now let's see the love. Romans 8 verse 1. The love of God there will refer to what can separate us from the love of God. We refer to what can separate us from our oneness with God, from our fellowship with God, from our relationship with God as Father to Son. Now let's see from verse 1, Romans 8. Are you there? Are we go? Okay, Romans 8 verse 1. There is therefore now no what? Condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. That B part is not there. Amen. Go to verse 4. Say, I'm in Christ. That's the love of God. Okay? Say, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. That is the love of God. Go to verse 4. That the righteousness of the law might be what? Fulfilled in us. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mighty things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do mighty things of the spirit. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Amen, amen. Say, I don't mind the things of the flesh. Say, the righteousness of the law. has been fulfilled in me. Yeah, that means you have the spirit. Amen? Praise God. He didn't say the Lord is fulfilling you. He said the righteousness, the proper intention. Go to verse 9. Yes? So this is the love of God. When he says, what shall separate us from the love of God? The love of God refers to what he has done. That's why he said later that to whom he did predestinate, to whom he did foreknown, he did what? Predestinate, right? And whom he what? Predestinate, them he what? Called. Whom he called, them he justified. Whom he justified, what happened? He glorified them. That's the love of God. Okay, but see, go to verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in. Now, if any man hath not the spirit of Christ, he is. Amen. Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness. Verse 11. Want to go? But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwells in you. Amen, amen. See, I'm not in the flesh. Because the spirit of God lives in me. Say, my mortal body is quickened by the spirit of God that lives in me. So that's the love of God too. That's it. Verse 13. Read verse 13 the way I taught you. Yes, who can read the way I taught? Yes? Hey. Yes? For as what? As many as live after the after the flesh shall what? Yes? As many as through the spirit put to death or modify the deeds of the body. So how do you modify the deeds of the body? Huh? By being born again. Amen. What did you say? Amen. See, please always ensure she sits in front. You send our girl to the back. Amen. For the next 3 weeks. Praise God. Okay. Verse 14. For as many. Sorry if you don't get what we just said there. You have to get the series. Which series is that? That's not romance series, though. It's not explaining Romans, though. Hey, Jesus. Which series now? It's not redeeming the time. Hebrew 10. Hebrew 6. Just 2 weeks. No, I didn't discuss Romans 8 in Romans 6. Amen, amen. So somebody is just saying that, please, where can how can I get, you should be able to know. No, we don't have so much database yet. You need to know where we explain what. Which series we explain what. Okay, because today now, we'll be doing some justice to this chapter still today. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? Sons of God. Verse 15. No, there are plenty spirit in this Romans 8. One day we'll put all the spirits where they belong to. The spirit that is from hell, the one that is from heaven, the one that is in you, the one that is from God. Verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry what? Abba, Father. 16, the spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are himself, please. 17, and if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Amen, amen. Say, I have the spirit. Say, I have not the spirit of bondage. Say, there is no fear in me. Say, I am led by the Spirit. Say, I am a son of God. I am an heir of God. Joint heir with Christ. That's the love of God. Those are the things that nothing can separate you from. So, these are the blessings. Our oneness with God. Now, go to verse 26. Likewise, ready for this? 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be. Don't stop. So, okay, please pay attention to this place. Very well. Okay, he said, likewise, the Spirit also what? Helpeth our infirmities. Wherever is called that infirmity, whatever, will be found where? In this chapter. Now, Once you hear infirmity, don't quickly wrap your head to say, my K-leg. He's talking about my monthly cramps. Sorry, I didn't know what you call it. I'm right. I'm live. So I should not come to you. So the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Please, never use your brain to look for the infirmity. Look at that same chapter. What are the infirmity? In fact, we have even been taught to know that that maybe power is when we want to pray and we don't know what we should actually pray for, pray about. But what are the infirmity? Go to verse 22. Want to go? Yes. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and traveleth in pain together until now. 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which are the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. Please read that verse 23 again. Just read yourself. See, that is what some people, that is what they are passionately waiting for. That is the limitation. Remember when Paul is saying that, should I go or should I not go? She's for your benefit, I will let me stay. But he said, for me to live is Christ, to die is, should I go? I'm quoting Philippians 1, remember? Okay, so what is the infirmity there? Who can define that for me? Come on, this Bible seminar is not church service. That's why I'm doing a lot of things. Don't worry. Yes? I'm not saying something. What you just said, the what? Zeal, right? Any other word? Yes, you are right. The zeal. Give me another word for a problem, zeal. It's in verse 23. Yes, sir? Yes, that's a groaning, yes? So, like what? What were they wishing for? The wish of what? Immortality, right? Right? So, that was the limitation. That was the infirmity. The wish of immortality. Now, see the same thing to here. Please pay attention to this. Some of you have been wondering that scripture is not talking about prayer. Why is it not talking about prayer? Let's see today. Verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. The same thing he was discussing there. If you can pay attention, you will get it once and for all. Are you there? Let me wait for you. Shelly Coco, are you there? That guy is not born again, I've told you. That is the issue. When he is born again, he hears the word of God. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Are you there? Okay, want to go? Let's read together. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. Why we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Verse 1, chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 2. For in this we was grown earnestly, designed to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse 4, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not that we should be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up. Amen, amen. Praise God. That was the inner groaning. That was the infirmity. So we don't even know how to pray such prayer. Say we don't even know how to express this, but it's like the inner longing, immortality. Wow, Christ is risen from the dead. He has an immortal body. It's mine now. When will I go to see? When am I going to see the reality? So now think about this. So please, always heads of everybody. No, he said, the Spirit maketh intercession for us with what groanings which cannot be uttered. That's key. If That scripture is tongues. Can tongues be altered? Okay, now, think of, please, let's, please. Everybody, let your mind be here. If you are saying, he's talking about that, okay, no. He's saying that when, he's saying, when, what my spirit is saying, I don't understand. So when I'm saying it out, it comes out in tongues. It comes out in unknown tongues. That will mean your unknown tongues is rubbish.
Hey, I don't know if I said it correctly. Do I ought to have said it?
If you are saying groanings which cannot be uttered was the spirit growing within. That okay, spirit is just growing within. It cannot be uttered. But when I'm not saying it out, it was it looks like tongues. That would mean tongues is rubbish. But you know, when we are praying in tongues, we are not saying rubbish. When we are praying in tongues, that is our spirit praying. So, the tongues of your spirit, can it be uttered? Huh? Can it be uttered? Can your spirit speak? Jesus, can your spirit speak? Okay, let your spirit speak, everybody. Want to go? Malaste, Vota, Pralate, Osta, Ayegeta, Pirante, Loste, Bionta, Ebikele, Raste, Geti, Oleata, Kazofiaste, Oshatele, Rakanta, Papata, Imoka, Imran, Liante. Amen, amen. Praise God. Who just spoke? Your spirit! So, groanings that cannot be uttered will mean the groanings was not expressed with words. When he's saying groanings that cannot be uttered, it will mean it was not expressed with anything words. Because he didn't say groanings which cannot be understood. Are you with me, somebody? He didn't say groanings which cannot be understood. If he's saying cannot be understood, that means you are saying it, you cannot understand it by the gift of interpretation of tongues, but he said this one cannot even be uttered. Or tongues can be uttered, amen. So when I pray in tongues, my spirit prays. Praise God. Okay, so this is not the question. Verse 27. Let's now. So how does the spirit help our infirmity? How? See verse Romans 8. Romans 8. Come on. Romans 8. Effectiveness in prayer. You see, I'm not talking about prayers yet. Just flow. So man does this form of longing. The spirit intercession is not in words. The way the spirit helps our infirmity in this pedestrian is not in anything verbal. How? 27. Want to go, everybody? And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Again, 27. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to. Don't forget to, although I will get to that one tomorrow. No, he said in Romans chapter, Hebrews 7 verse 25, that Jesus also makes intercession for us. And we know that it's not by praying. Do you know? We'll get to that one tomorrow. So don't quickly see intercession here and say, yes, the spirit is praying for us. No. He said he maketh intercession for the saints. So you don't give your role. You don't give your role of prayer to the spirit. You say, don't worry, the spirit is somewhere interceding for me. No, if you don't pray yourself, you won't see what you are looking for. So what is the intercession of the spirit? He said he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So what is the will of God? Actually, even if you look at the Greek very well, that will of is not there. It's with KJV. You see that will of in italics. Huh? So, you can simply say, the spirit maketh intercession for the saints according to God. Who? He maketh intercession for the saints according to God. So, what is the will of God? Or what has God said about the spirit? Simple. Ezekiel 36. He said, he that searcheth the heart, we know the mind of the spirit. For his intercession for the saint is according to God. How does he do it? Ezekiel 36, 26. I wait for you because it's Old Testament scripture. So it will take you how many minutes to open it? New creations. You know, Paul never preached from the New Testament. He preached from Habakkuk, a scripture which people like Brother Shizzy is using as the fulcrum of day and proof. Hope I'm not live. Hey. Okay, Ezekiel 36. Are you there? Verse 26. Okay, come on, let's go together. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. 27. And I will put my spirit where? Within you, and cause you to walk in my... Amen, amen. Stop. What has God said in the spirit? Verse 16. John 14:16. John 14:16. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. John 14:16. Run. I love to wait for you. I didn't like to just run ahead. Come on, let's do it together. Want to go? Yes. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you for long? Forever. Amen, amen. So, in context with Romans chapter 8, how does the Spirit intercede for the believer? Go to Romans 8 again. Verse 9. Let's see it again. Come on. Open. I'm hungry too. Romans 8, verse 9. Okay, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of God, Christ is none of his. Read verse 14 again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The Spirit himself bears witness to our spirit that we are the children of God. 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Amen. Amen. If so, that we suffer with him, that we might also be glorified together. So, how does the Spirit help us? You can guess. Think. From all the scripture I've read, how does the Spirit help our infirmity? Yes? By? Yes? Somebody, yes? Yes? Sir? Simple. How does the Spirit help our infirmity? It stays forever. Ooh, amen, amen. When we are longing for immortality, this world is not my own. I'm just passing by. The Spirit's help is the what? It stays forever. The assurance of eternal salvation. The assurance of eternal salvation. He helps us with the fact that he will never leave us, amen, amen, until the deed is fulfilled. There's a place I didn't allow you to read earlier. Go back to that 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we are reading from. You saw the way I read, I merged chapter 4 and chapter 5 together. Huh? You should not stop there at all. Never read chapter 4 and stop in that place. I didn't know why they even put that demarcation there. It ought not to be there at all. You must just keep going. Because chapter 5 was just in tandem. Yes, read chapter 4, last verse. Everybody, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, last verse. Yes? Sin, but are things which are not sin. Verse 1, yes? We have a building of God, a house, eternal. Now, go to verse 4. Let me just rush. Yes, verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not we won't be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up. Verse 5, want to go, the same chapter. Now, he that has wrought us for the same thing is God, who has also given us the words, earnest of the Spirit. Amen, amen. So, how does he answer that groaning? Earnest, what's the meaning of earnest? Security, yes, and that word, guarantee. down payment of the Spirit. That means the Spirit of God in you is a proof that the immortality is yours. Praise God. Ah, that's how he intercedes for us. The assurance of eternal salvation. See verse 6. Therefore, we are always what? Verse 6. Therefore, we are always knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent. Hallelujah. So, the help of the Spirit, the intercession of the Spirit, Romans 8, 28, 26 to 28, is that he will stay forever. Ephesians 1, 13. Is that he will stay forever. Ephesians 1, 13. In whom you also trusted, after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you have believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, want to go? Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Praise God. So go back to John 16. Amen, amen. John 16. Effectiveness in prayers. It's good we treasure that scripture. Is it clear, everybody? Is it very clear? Sabuki, is it clear? I can ask you tomorrow. Okay, John 16. Wife, are you fine? Okay. You're looking like you're coming from the Milky Way. John 16, verse 23. John 16, 23. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. 25, these things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak to you in Proverbs, but I will show you plainly of the Father. 26, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. 27, want to go, everybody? For the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me and believed I came from God. 28, and I came forth from the Father, and I'm coming to the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Praise God. Go back to verse 23. 23 again, want to go, everybody? Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father. Is that verse 23? Verse what? Yes, let's read together now. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will. So, whatsoever is whatsoever. It's a blank check. 24 said, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Whatsoever is whatsoever. Okay, let's go to 1 John 5. After this, I will start rounding up. He fell down. 1 John 5, verse 14. Amen. 1 John 5, 14. Somebody there? You with me? 1 John 5, 14. Please, don't forget. What did you pick from everything I said about the Spirit's intercession? Just one word. Who can help me? Yes, yes. Did I just say eternal salvation? Sir? What should you pick from all those exegesis on Spiritual intercession? Yes, that's initial. Yes. Yes, there is something this is will bat in you. Don't forget, we are talking about prayer. So, what will all that thing bat in you? Confidence. Thank you, sir. Verse 6, 7, John 5. See, how did he put it again? Being confident. Being confident. Now, see this 1 John 5:14 though. Are you there? And this is the what? Confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything, my God. If we ask what? Anything. According to his will.
Jesus.
Anything is like a upline. According to his will is like a, like what? Downline. Because they will say, you see, verse 15 and say, okay, we know that, and if we know that we hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. So the issue there is, what is the will? Most people will say that, okay, before you pray, find out if what you want to pray for is God's will. So if it's not God's will, don't bother. Think about it, though. Okay, let's assume I'm God. You want to pray. So what you want to pray for, you must first find out if it's my will. Then you start praying. That means you are praying for me. You get that? Why do you get that? That means you are praying for what I want, not what you want. Abi? That means if what we are praying for, if it must be a first according to God's will, that means we are helping God to pray for himself. Ah. Please, oh, prayer is to pray your will. Prayer is to pray your will, what you want. What does that verse mean? Let me say it again. Prayer is to pray what your own will, what you want, your own desire, whatsoever you desire, not whatsoever God desires. So now, pay attention. Now, pay attention. Are you with me? I mean, you should like this. The word will there. Now, you have to enter Greek by force now. I don't like entering Greek. Now, the word will there is from a Greek word, T-H-E-L-E-M-A. Linguistic bookie? Or which linguistic do you do? Is it the... T-H-E-L-E-M-A, yes? Then what? Okay, anyhow. T-H-E-L-E-M-A. What does it mean? I mean, sorry, how does it sound? Telema, right? Telema. Okay, telema. That is the word will there, so the Greek word telema. It means inclination. It means desire. It means player. Please write it down. It means inclination, desire, and player. It means the purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ. The purpose of God to bless mankind through Christ. Now, the word will, of course, was used several times in the Bible. But was that on last night? I just, okay, instead of just explaining this word will with this chapter alone, let's look at all the writings of John. How did John use the word will in all his writing? Amen? Are you ready? Let's do this as fast as possible. John 1:13. Please pay attention. See how John used the word will in all both his gospel and his epistle. John 1:13. Are you there? Come on, are you there? What is it here? Your big Bible. Okay. John 1:13. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Please read verse 12 that is before that. What is he saying? As many as receiving, to them gave he power to be, even to them. So what was John discussing? John 4:34. What is the subject matter? John 4:34. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Please, I want you to see if John ever used the word will for individuals. Maybe my will, your own will is to have a car, your own will is to have a private jet, your own will is to have a house. How does John use the word will? Okay, so see this John 4:34 again. Jesus said unto her, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Next one, John 5:30. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Okay, but Joshua, are you following me? Okay, John 6:38. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6:39. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing, but shall raise it up, them up at the last day. John 6 verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone that seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 7 verse 17. And if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 9:31. Are you following? Are you following? John 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, he heareth. Amen. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. 1 John 2:17. 10 times in total he used the word will. 1 John 2:17. And the word passeth away, and the loss thereof. No, he used that word will twice in the epistle. Okay. But he that dwell the will of God abide forever. And the last one is our favorite verse. We don't know what we are looking at. 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. What was John referring to? Salvation. Nothing else. All true. He used the word will to describe what? Salvation. God's plan to save. Was I shouting on you? Praise God. So, how do you ask according to his will? Eh? Don't forget, his first name was soever. So, he's talking about you asking things. But now say, according to his will. Amen. So, how do you ask according to his will? Yes, wife? Intelligent, huh? Yes, just according to his will. What is his will? Okay, so okay, just go to the same 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. Just read what he's saying before. Amen, amen, amen. Just that is why reading scripture in context has just saved us from a lot of trauma. A lot of places that we would have hooked. Just read what he's saying before. Praise God. Now the time that in this 7 Corinthians, is it not 7 verse, you know, 7 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1? He's saying, therefore, cleansing ourselves from every filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. Do you remember? From all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. And people answer, how can he tell believers to cleanse ourselves from every filthiness of the spirit? That means our spirit can be filthy. Jesus. And one day I was just looking at that place. That day, one day I was just reading chapter 6. And I saw that he was saying, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. He was now reading. Then chapter 7 verse 1. Who are the feelings of the spirit? People are not saved. Simple. Just remove that chapter. Mark the 2. It will be clear. Just remove that chapter 7. Just mark it. It will be clear. So you cannot. So your spirit is not filthy. From the feelings of the spirit, talking about those who are not saved. Cleanse yourself from them. Depart from them. Simple. Don't own me. I will punch. No mind. Okay. He needs one coke. Give it to him. He needs one coke. Okay. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. So context will save us from trouble. What is his will? If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. Verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he had believed not the record that God gave of his Son. Verse 11, And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath none the Son hath none life. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the same Son of God. Thank you. You almost sit down. Verse 14, yes. And this is the confidence which we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. What is his will? Hallelujah. So if we ask as a son of God, if you ask with the confidence that I am a son of God, if you ask based on the fact that you are saved, amen. Amen. Amen now. If you ask based on the fact that you are saved, same thing you will find in that John 16. Go back there. Go back there. Be fast, be fast, be fast. Soon be done. How many pages are there left? Okay, just a few. John 16. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 26. As that day you shall ask in my name, and I will not say unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me. Abi? The Father now loves you. Why? Because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. So now we have access to God because we have believed the gospel of Christ. So, is Jesus your middleman? Nope. Go to verse 28. I came forth from the Father, and I'm come into the world. And again, I leave the world and go to the Father. So, based on the Father, Jesus is going to die, he's going to be buried and be raised from the dead. We have confidence. So, people can get their prayers answered. Listen to this carefully. People can get their prayers answered whether they are born again or not, but the believer has the confidence of answered prayers. No, God does not find fault, right? But there is a confidence that resides with the believer. The confidence of answered prayers. Praise God. Amen, amen. Because the Son has brought us to God. Because the Son has brought us to God. Amen. Because the Son has brought us to God, we have the confidence of answered prayer. That's all I went around to say. Because we have been reconciled to God, because God is now at home with us, because we have the guarantee of the Spirit, the forever intercession of the Spirit, we have confidence in the place of prayers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I say it again. Any man anywhere, born again or not, can have his prayers answered to God. But the believer have a confidence of answered prayers. That will mean God had covenant with you under which he cannot refuse to answer your prayer. When you ask according to his will means when you ask because you are saved. When you ask as a son of God. When you ask with that confidence. Say he hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know that we have the petition that we ask desires of him. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues, everybody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stegevinta, Loraste, Gepilero, Stegepita, Tisto. Yegedea coleras tegemina catolimans zapala rastegedida imalemo costege pilerase demalemo shatam mala rastege palerate holy kesti. We have the confidence of answered prayers. We have the confidence of answered prayers. We have the, see that should make you pray. We have the confidence of answered prayers. 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 Come on, pray, pray, pray. Somebody pray, somebody. Tala anteke posteke rosteke pileo kosteke tilo kantile makaprite meki taza. Yela katile rosteke bita koristeke bila mala entes to give in lados. Ye getata kolasteke pile rosteke bite rosteke pila. We have the confidence of answered prayers. God cannot refuse to answer your 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 prayers. We are effective in prayers because we are conscious that we are redeemed, that we are born again. We have the guarantee of the Spirit. God cannot say no to you because you have said yes to the gospel of his Son. You have the confidence of answered prayers. Yes, you have. Yes, you have. You have. You have the confidence. When you pray, God cannot say no. When you pray, God cannot say no. He cannot say no. When you pray, God cannot say no to you. He cannot say no to your prayers. You are one with God. You have been eternally made one with him. You have been made one with him in his death, in his burial. Hallelujah. Malateros tege palabas tege piloros zitete yatalos tege piros tagata. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God cannot say no to your prayers because you have believed the gospel of his Son. God cannot say no to your prayers because you have believed the gospel of his Son. He just cannot say no. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. You rescued us. Thank you, Lord. You redeem us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus Christ. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus Christ. We worship you, Jesus Christ. God is at home with us. God is in love with you. He's in love with you. He's at home with you. You have been made one with God. So your prayers does not enter voicemail. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Talking to you. Lost table, raste getilema. Brother Joshua, pray. Come on. Pray, 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 pray. We know when we pray, he answers us. He answers us. He answers us. We have the confidence of answered prayers. We have the confidence of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. We have the confidence of answered prayers. Answered prayers. Answered prayers. Answered prayers. Confidence of answered prayers. Confidence of answered prayers. So you are going to pray more because your prayers will be answered. Confidence of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. God is at home with you. God is in love with you. He's at home with you. He's at home with you. We have the confidence of answered prayers. We have the confidence of answered prayers. Please pray. Somebody pray. Pray, pray. Trust it. Cross it. Ye totalite. Lo pilero zatile shotate. Resete kotalibo satita ta 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 te. We have the confidence of answered prayers. Somebody pray. Brother Moses, pray. Pray, pray. Come on, pray. You have the confidence of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. You have the confidence. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. You have the confidence. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers.
of answered prayers. You have the confidence of answered prayers. Thank you, Lord. Somebody pray, 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 pray. Latelo seta kantata sheta da da da. Just throw it to God. Don't worry. Throw it to God. Throw it to God. Throw it to God. Throw it to God. He just cannot say no. Oh, hallelujah. When Jesus died for you, God has set up himself. He cannot say no to your request. So we have the confidence of answered prayers. When we pray, we have answered prayers. You are done trying to do it yourself. You are done trying to do it by your own power. You should be done by now. You have tried with your mental capability. It's not working. Throw it to God. He cannot say no. 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 If you will speak to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and you will not doubt in your heart, but you shall believe that what you have said will come to pass. God cannot say no. God cannot say no, cannot say no, cannot say no. Oh, God cannot say no. God cannot say no. He cannot say no. He cannot say no. He is your God. He is your God. He is your God. He is your God. He cannot say no. Your God cannot say no. Your God cannot say no. He cannot say no. Your God cannot say no. He cannot say no. He cannot say no. He cannot say no. Two more minutes. Just pray. Just pray. Your God cannot say no. Your God cannot say no. Your God. Your God cannot say no. He cannot say no. We have the confidence of answered prayers. Please pray, please pray. It shall be done if you can pray. If you don't have any other option, just pray. And don't wait till you are boxed in the corner. Pray. It's not working. You can pray. You can pray. In Christ, you've got the intercession of Christ. You've got the intercession of the Spirit. All as a confidence that God cannot reject your prayers. Woo! Satele ketilo setate tata. Shatele kentelero segete do da de de. Skopra kenta brite kosti linte kantita. Yegegegegegege rokantelo ze. Improla kantala satate ta. Jetelema setelema keroste. Over your family, pray. Over your family, pray, 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 pray. Over your life, pray. Over your life, pray. Over your prospects, just pray. For God cannot say no. For God cannot say no. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Yet I tell you, say, we have the confidence of answered prayer. Of answered prayers. Of answered prayers. He hears you. He answers you. He answers you. Come on, he answers you. Jesus answers you. Jesus answers you.